Imagine you need a kidney transplant. Your sister volunteers to donate, but tests reveal she's incompatible with your blood type. In the traditional system, you remain on a waiting list while your sister's kidney goes unused. This life-or-death scenario reveals a profound truth. Many of our most important markets aren't about money at all. They're about matching, finding the right connections between people, resources, and opportunities. Nobel Prize winner Alvin Roth revolutionized economics by showing that markets aren't just places where prices determine outcomes. They're sophisticated matching mechanisms where both sides must choose each other, and their design can literally mean the difference between life and death. Markets shape nearly every aspect of our lives, from finding a spouse to getting into college, securing a job, or receiving medical care. Yet most of us never see the hidden rules determining who gets what and why. When these systems fail, the solution isn't simply adjusting prices or increasing supply. It requires reimagining the architecture of exchange itself. By understanding these principles, we gain insight into why some markets thrive while others collapse, and how thoughtful design can create opportunities where none existed before. For markets to work effectively, they need three critical elements. First, they must be thick, bringing together sufficient buyers and sellers to create meaningful choice. The Chicago Board of Trade's 1848 standardization of wheat grades transformed it into a commodity tradable sight unseen, expanding market participation. Second, markets must overcome congestion, bottlenecks that occur when too many transactions need evaluation in limited time. When New York City's high school system struggled with 90,000 students choosing from hundreds of schools, the solution was redesigning preference processing rather than adding resources. Finally, markets must be safe, allowing participants to reveal true preferences without fear of manipulation. Boston's school choice system forced families into strategic decisions, as listing competitive schools first could leave them with no preferred options. While 80% received their first choice schools, many were actually safe strategic selections rather than genuine preferences. These principles apply across organ donation systems, dating apps, and job markets, with failures typically stemming from the collapse of one or more pillars. When kidney donors can't help their intended recipients due to biological incompatibility, both parties once faced a dead end. Dr. Michael Reese recognized this problem while watching patients die despite willing donors standing by. Game theorists Shapley and Scarf had created a theoretical model for trading indivisible goods without money, perfect for kidney exchange. Early exchanges were limited to two pairs due to surgical coordination challenges. The breakthrough came with non-directed altruistic donors initiating transplant chains. In 2007, Matt Jones started what grew into a 16-transplant chain spanning multiple states over years. By creating systems for people to safely reveal needs and capabilities, market designers unlocked value previously trapped by incompatibility. Kidney exchange demonstrates that valuable innovations aren't always technological breakthroughs, but new ways of organizing existing resources. This approach has saved thousands of lives by creating previously impossible matches while maintaining ethical constraints against selling organs. Markets fail when timing goes wrong, often appearing as a rush to be first, a phenomenon seen in fraternity recruitment, hiring, and marriage markets. The term rush originated when Greek organizations competed to recruit students earlier each year. College football bowl games illustrate this problem. In 1990, Notre Dame, number one, and Colorado, number two, agreed to play in the Orange Bowl 13 days before the official selection date. When Notre Dame subsequently lost and dropped to number five, the championship became contested. Professional markets suffer similarly. Investment banks lose new hires to private equity firms before they've even started. Law firms hire summer associates 2 years before graduation without knowing future needs. This unraveling proved disastrous during the 2008 recession when firms had to rescind thousands of offers. markets follow a Goldilocks principle. Transactions must occur at just the right time, neither too early nor too fast. While unraveling makes markets operate prematurely, excessive speed creates different problems. In financial markets, high-speed trading forces liquidity providers to quote bigger spreads to protect against sniping by faster traders. While millisecond-level speed harms modern markets, appropriate speed improvements can be beneficial. The 19th-century transatlantic telegraph improved cotton markets by reducing information transmission time from weeks to a day, making prices less volatile and better matching supply with demand. Airbnb demonstrates congestion challenges, with users needing multiple attempts to secure reservations. The solution often involves centralized clearinghouses where participants submit all preferences simultaneously, with algorithms processing decisions efficiently. Making markets safe remains a fundamental challenge of market design, from medieval kings protecting commerce to modern platforms addressing fraud risks. Internet marketplaces build trust through secure payments, insurance, and feedback systems. eBay pioneered reputation systems where users rate each other, later improving them with economists to include anonymous, detailed ratings when reciprocity led to inflated positive feedback. Some transactions become impossible because society deems them repugnant. Roth calls these repugnant transactions, exchanges people want that others object to despite experiencing no direct harm, like California's ban on horse meat consumption. The kidney shortage illustrates this challenge. While Iran permits a legal kidney market, most countries forbid payments, despite 100,000 Americans awaiting transplants with only 17,000 performed annually. This gap shows how repugnance blocks transactions even when lives are at stake, pushing designers to create alternatives that address ethical concerns while increasing supply. Market design solutions are both discovered and invented, like antibiotics found in nature but refined through human ingenuity. The medical residency matching system demonstrates addressing common market failures. By 1940, competition among hospitals created unraveling, with residents hired nearly 2 years before graduation. After medical schools standardized timing in 1945, congestion emerged from exploding offers requiring immediate responses. In 1952, doctors created a centralized clearinghouse using rank-ordered preferences. When more women entered medical school in the 1970s, creating a need for couples to secure nearby residencies, Roth and Perenson developed an algorithm in 1995 accommodating couples while maintaining stable matches. Markets are human artifacts that can be designed to maximize benefits while minimizing harms. Free markets doesn't mean markets without rules. As Friedrich Hayek noted, there's all the difference between deliberately creating a system within which competition will work as beneficially as possible and passively accepting institutions as they are. Markets, like languages, are ancient human inventions that help us organize, cooperate, and adapt. Economists have evolved from studying markets as uncontrollable phenomena to recognizing we can redesign them to better serve human needs. This shift toward economists as engineers parallels farming's advancement from growing wild plants to deliberate breeding and medicine's progression from prediction to intervention. Complex systems like college applications, job searches, and dating aren't just natural processes, but designed environments with specific rules. Understanding these hidden architectures empowers change. Market design creates systems where people get what they need when they need it, while respecting our values, a powerful tool for building a more just, efficient society.